Hello, friends and fellow Star Wars nerds. Happy Star Wars Day, aka May the 4th, aka May the 4th be with you. So I just wanted to pop in with a few thoughts today about the Force, which, if you're watching this video still, you probably know is the thing in the Star Wars universe that connects everyone together. It flows through all life forms. And I remember watching Star Wars for the first time as a kid and just thinking like, yeah, that sounds like a real thing to me. And then obviously I grew up, I got, you know, educated out of the idea that the Force is real in a literal way, but then I got into Asian religions, Asian martial arts, and discovered the idea of qi or prana, or the Tibetans call it lung, which is a force that flows through us. It flows through the entire universe, our entire world outside us. Tibetans talk about the five elements: earth, water, fire, wind, and space. And all of those are within our body. They flow through our body in the form of energy, and they're also outside in the world around us too. And we can welcome them in certain ways. We can cultivate our connection to those elements. And I just wanted to throw out the crazy idea that maybe George Lucas, I mean, obviously he invented the Force, but maybe he was pulling on something that is real, that there is a layer of reality that's deeper down in the structure of the world around us than what our eyes can see. If you're attuned to energy, to qi, you can feel it, but I don't think there's been any rigorous scientific investigation of what it is or ways to measure it and whatnot. But if you go with a traditional Asian understanding of the body, the mind, the way those two fit together, this qi flows through us all the time. And if it flows smoothly, we have better health and whatnot. And if it's obstructed in its flow, then that's when we get health problems and, you know, blocked emotions that aren't able to move through us. So I just wanted to start out by saying, what if the Force is kind of real, actually? Maybe it doesn't allow people to do like multiple backflips through the air and stuff like that. But if you've ever trained in martial arts, you know that you can become more and more aware of your body and your energy to the point where you can do stuff that does look a little bit like magic. So that's the first part of what I wanted to say. The other part of what I wanted to say, and I might make a longer video on this at some point, so, you know, let me know if you're interested in this topic. But George Lucas evidently was inspired to create the Jedi based on Zen, and was a little bit inspired, this is what I've heard, to create Yoda looking the way he does based on Buddha statues. So I think there's a very clear, traceable impact of Buddhism on the Star Wars universe. And if you've been watching, you know, the more recent movies and series on Disney Plus and whatnot, like the Boba Fett series, The Mandalorian, etc., there's the Jedi are coming back again. There's more ideas about, you know, who they are, what they stand for, stuff like that. Obviously, waiting for the new Obi-Wan Kenobi series, which drops later this month. But basically, I just wanted to throw out the idea that maybe the Jedi aren't completely made up either. That, you know, the idea of people who dedicate themselves to a spiritual ideal, who go through years and years of rigorous training, you know, in the Tibetan forms of Buddhism, there's what's called a tulku, or an emanation, somebody who's recognized as the reincarnation of a lama from a previous life. So for instance, the Dalai Lama is probably the most famous instance of this reincarnating lama phenomenon. And those folks, just like Jedi, receive this spiritual training from the time they're very small. So I just wanted to throw out there, you know, there are these connections between Buddhism and Star Wars. Again, if you're interested in this, drop some comments. It's a topic that I'm really interested in and would love to make more videos on. But, you know, the idea that compassion and living up to a very rigorous creed and, you know, working for the benefit really of the entire galaxy, that's very connected to the ideals of Mahayana Buddhism, really of Buddhism in general, but Mahayana is the larger umbrella under which Zen Buddhism sits, also Tibetan Buddhism, which I'm more familiar with. So I just wanted to say, first of all, what if the Force is kind of real and is something that we can cultivate? Maybe, you know, not exactly the way it is in Star Wars, but something that flows through us all, holds us all together. And also, what if we can kind of become Jedi? I have a friend who said that his, like, dream as a child was to become a Jedi, which I totally also, I mean, had I known that girls could be Jedi, I probably would have dreamed of that too. But I just want to throw out there that maybe we can also become Jedi in a certain way by, you know, training and training our minds, you know, with meditation, maybe with swordplay. That would be, I guess, more training body and mind together. But I feel like there's so much darkness happening right now, you know, war, ongoing pandemic, maybe becoming an endemic at this point, but just there's so much stuff that stresses us out. And you can look at Star Wars and its universe as just total escapism, but I think you can also look at it as something that can inspire us to maybe look at life differently, to appreciate a different level of reality, to maybe settle a little bit deeper than just the surface level of what we can see with our eyes or, you know, how much money is in our bank account. Like all these things that it's just so easy to get caught up in them because, you know, our survival in a way depends on that, but there's more. There's more to life. If we can learn to reach out with the Force and connect with the world around us, to share compassion with all living beings, maybe we can all become our own Jedi and learn a little bit more how to use the Force. So that's my nerdy reflection for you. Hope you're having a lovely May the 4th. And again, may the Force be with you.